I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. As hybrid work continues to be more accepted, employers can look globally for talent. But how can they make sure they're finding the best people no matter what? And then, how can they retain those workers? On the line to discuss is Troy Nix, author of Eternal Impact, Inspire Greatness in Yourself and Others. He's also the founder, president, and CEO of First Resource, Inc., an innovative association management company for America's manufacturers. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot, Vicki. I'm excited to be here to address your listeners.
We're excited to hear what you have to say. Why are some businesses having trouble finding good employees these days?
Well, you know, Vicki, it's kind of interesting. If I take a step back, I run a company right now that has basically around 1,250 manufacturing companies in our network. And it doesn't matter where you go, and your listeners probably already know this, it doesn't matter where you go, what industry you're in, it's trouble. It's trouble everywhere you go trying to find entry-level workers and actually trying to find technical workers, skilled trade workers, the whole nine yards. And so there's a lot of things that we talk about in our networks to be kind of best in class. So I want to cover some of those things as we go through the interview today.
I work in radio, so I've been on unemployment a time or two in my life, and I don't remember that being a pleasant experience. So I'm kind of curious, like, what the mindset is of these people who don't want to work.
Well, you know, that's interesting. One of the things I'm going to hit on is this concept of how do you find those that really do want to work? And I have a great example. There's a company in Connecticut that I do business with, and one of their strategies has basically been to become a best-in-class employer and the employer of choice locally. And so the CEO, I was talking to him the other day, and he goes, I don't care if you go to the grocery store or the library or having your oil change. I try to befriend all of those business owners to help them understand that my company is out there creating value for the community, and that if they have sons or daughters or cousins or whatever, that I'm looking for them. So it doesn't really matter where you go in the community. It's like a massive referral system. So about a year and a half ago, I actually went out and visited him, spent about 2 days at his location, and sure enough, it was amazing. And everybody that knocks on his door, it doesn't matter if they're ready for work or not, if they knock on that door of that company, he's meeting with them and puts them in a queue. So there's little things that you can do each and every day to expand that future worker queue, right? Even if they're not ready to come today, we can be working on our queues, whether you're a pizza parlor owner, running a dry cleaners, or running a management company like I have. I'm constantly looking for how can I put people in my queue, even though they might not be ready to work for me today.
This is kind of a chicken or the egg question here, but does creating a strong culture help a business recruit and retain top people, or is it that having top-notch employees is what creates that strong culture?
Okay, so I'm going to throw, I had a stage presentation 2 weeks ago, and this is the data that I threw out at my attendees. Number one is coming into the pandemic. The concept is, did culture really hack? Did it really affect company performance in time of a crisis? So there's an organization called OC Tanner, and they're a culture development organization. They did a study, 40,000 employees in 20 countries, and what they found was that on average, you were 10 times more likely to be negatively impacted by a crisis if you had a non thriving culture. And I'm going to take that up one more step. You were 52 times more likely to have an engaged workforce if you had a thriving culture, and 16 times more likely to retain your people. So when I was on stage the other day, I said, this is kind of a mic drop moment for me, because I'm not a pessimist by any stretch of the imagination, but if you think, you know, between now and the next 10 years, we're going to have another crisis. I want to have the best culture that I can. So most definitely, I work on my culture every single day. Every single day I'm working on my culture. Here's a perfect example. I have a 3 post-it note system. I want my employees to understand that they're valued in my organization. My 3 post-it note system is I get up, get out of my office, and find somebody going above and beyond the call of duty and try to let them know how much I appreciate them, how much their work is impacting our customers, and so that they feel good about what they do each and every day. So once again, culture, building that culture each and every day. I'm really busy, but that's first and foremost, and I'm hoping that there are a lot of people that are listening to this that are leading people that have a way of acknowledging great performance, but doing it daily.
A lot of people have come to enjoy remote work and want to continue working away from the office. Should business leaders try to accommodate those people's desires?
I'll tell you what, I am. I have a bunch of moms that work for me, and I will tell you that if I take myself back to a year ago, take myself back to January, February 2020, I would have never have really thought about the fact that, hey, man, you have to be in here to do your job. I think completely different now, completely different. And when a mom has an issue with her 6-year-old or 8-year-old in school, and all of a sudden there's sickness and they have to shut that class down, you know, we are now set up to, we don't even miss a beat anymore. So we have definitely broadened our policies and also broadened our recruiting. I don't have to have anybody in my office anymore right now. The type of work I do, I know that doesn't apply to everybody, but the type of work I do is I look at now a nationwide pool instead of a local pool working for my organization. And so I think this concept of being flexible and thinking differently, allowing people the opportunity to have flexibility in their own lives to meet their family needs and things like that, I think that that's part of culture, and that's part of what we do to build our culture.
How else can leaders meet the needs of a changing workforce?
Wow. We have, what, 6 or 7 hours for this exchange right here? That's really good. Well, you know, one of the things, everybody's having this trouble. They're having trouble finding workers, and I had a meeting Friday about the concept of, you know, we have an open position right now. And the concept of trying to find the exact match, we do behavior testing for every open position. And so if a candidate comes in, we have them take basically a profile test, and we try to match that profile, that end profile of that new candidate to the profile of the job description. So we're doing our best to try to match up front, because if you hire slow and do the right things and look for that culture fit, I remember 3 years ago, I was going taking a new candidate through the hiring process, and it was interesting because he was fresh out of school, and after about our 7th meeting, he looked at me and says, I asked him, I said, how are things going? He said, really? How are things going? He goes, 7 interviews? And I said, hey, it's not that you're not smart enough to make this thing go, because we know you have the intellect. The concept is, do you fit in our culture? And today, now he's been here for 3 years, he gets it, because he gets a chance to group interview with anybody that is hired in this organization. He's like, okay, I get it now. So that concept of making sure that people really match is essential to me in terms of long-term sustainability.
I've been speaking with Troy Nix, author of Eternal Impact, Inspire Greatness in Yourself and Others. He's also the founder, president, and CEO of First Resource, Inc., an innovative association management company for America's manufacturers. Is there anything else you want us to know? And tell us how we can get your book.
Yeah, so just real quick, I want to, the other thing that we do in our organization from a culture standpoint is we constantly practice gratitude. In all of our staff meeting, our morning meetings, we always focus on what we have and how grateful that we are to have it. And it's this concept that I just want to have the listeners understand, that gratitude and giving of gratitude turns what we have into enough. And I think that's really, really important. A little bit about what my book is about is just this concept of how we can impact people's lives. You know, each one of us has the opportunity to truly impact other lives around us. And that's the whole reason that I wrote this book, is that I think that when I end up and my dash is completed, so to speak, I want to have a positive impact on as many people as I can. So that was the entire, I guess, foundation of why I wrote the book. You can go to TroyNix.com. That's TroyNix.com to find out more about the book and how it's impacting others.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And here's to continued success for you and your company.
Vicki, thank you very much. And I got God bless all your listeners, and do well in California, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.